It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Oh, do we got a lot to get to? It is a Friday edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ryan across the way today in the producer's seat. How are you?
Oh, I'm living the dream. How are you doing?
Living the dream. Sitting in for Isaac today.
Yep.
Who's out covering women's soccer.
Oh, is that what he's doing?
He is covering the Iowa women's soccer game.
Well, good for him.
Match. Yeah. Got to get the lingo
down.
Yeah. So, well, welcome aboard. Good to see you.
Good to be here.
All right. And we got a lot to get to. We got the latest, what's happening as far as Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines. Will he be on the sideline? Will he not be on the sideline coming up tomorrow? That is the question. We'll preview the college and pro football weekend. We'll look back at last night's big win for the Iowa women at Charlotte as they beat Virginia Tech in that Final Four showdown of Final Four teams from a year ago. All that and more. Plus your texts and phone calls at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 as we take you through this Friday edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM. And happy Veterans Day weekend to all of our veterans out there, no matter which branch of the military you are serving in or may have served in the past. All of us here on 1600 ESPN, thank you, each and every one of you, for your service in keeping this country free and great. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Scott, and Ryan, and everyone out there. And I echo your comments about Veterans Day. Actually, tomorrow, but observed today. I couldn't have said it better. And as far as the news of the day, you know, I know people know that you and I talk every day before the show and go over show content and where we want to go with it. And then things happen like they did about 15 minutes later.
But we anticipated this happening, right? I mean, we both said, yeah, this could happen.
Kind of.
Yeah, this could happen. Jim Harbaugh, as you heard at the top of the hour from SportsCenter on ESPN, the Big Ten Conference, and we are in Big Ten country, so obviously this is a big subject. And not only that, but as far as the college football landscape is concerned, because Michigan right now is in position to be in the college football playoff. They are undefeated. They are one of the top teams in the country. For the second time this year, Jim Harbaugh is not going to be, at least the Big Ten's eye, on the sideline for the final three Michigan games of the regular season. If you recall, he missed the first three games of the regular season. So I guess that's six games. If it all plays out, Mark, that Jim Harbaugh is going to miss. Now, with that being said, yes, we anticipated Big Ten action today, but we also knew that Michigan was going to be getting in a bus, going to the airport, flying out to State College to take on and get ready to meet Penn State tomorrow in a huge, huge matchup between the Nittany Lions and the Wolverines. And now this punishment comes out at the 23rd hour against the Michigan Wolverines, which gives me pause a little bit. Yes, I think that Michigan is not innocent, certainly, but I don't know if you can punish Jim Harbaugh this close to game time tomorrow for tomorrow's game. I can see the last 2 weeks of the year. I can see the last 2 weeks of the regular season, and it is just the regular season. It would not be the Big Ten championship game if they get there. It would not be a bowl game. It would not be the college football playoff. But I don't know about changing Michigan's MO this close to game time, less than 24 hours before they kick it off. That is just my opinion. Love to hear from you out there. 319-366-1600. Your thoughts about the punishment that the Big Ten has handed down to Jim Harbaugh. Yay or nay, or should they have waited until next week? Mark, your thoughts.
Well, this is fresh, obviously, and my initial reaction is the timing. as you alluded to, Michigan is in the air right now, flying to Penn State. Maybe it has arrived by now, but this news came down when the Michigan football team was still en route to Penn State. And the Big Ten said that Michigan has been found in violation of the Big Ten sportsmanship policy for conducting an impermissible in-person scouting operation over multiple years, resulting in an unfair competitive advantage. I'll ask you out there, doesn't this give Penn State a competitive advantage tomorrow? Thus, the timing of the situation. And now this likely will be appealed. How swiftly, we don't know. Could it happen today? I suppose. But Michigan and Harbaugh said they will appeal any decision that is made. So maybe this isn't over quite yet before Big Noon kickoff. I don't know.
319-366-1600. As your thoughts starting to come in via the text line, we'll get to those coming up in a moment. There will be an appeal. This thing will more than likely go to some sort of a court rendering, a court decision, one way or the other. Do you think he coaches tomorrow, Mark? Do you think he's on the sideline? I don't know. I'm over 50% thinking that I think Jim Harbaugh is going to be on the sideline tomorrow.
I tend to think not. It's getting into mid to late day. I don't know how the judicial system works, whether, you know, you can file an appeal at 6 o'clock at night. I don't know how all that works. But if I had to guess, he will not be on the sideline tomorrow, but maybe next week. Dwayne on the text line, 319-366-1600. I look at it this way. If you don't like it, don't break the rules.
Very true.
I tell you what, I bet Noah Shannon wishes the NCAA or the Big Ten and the NCAA acted as swiftly in his case as they did in Harbaugh's.
Yeah, Noah Shannon, by the way, is going to get his entire senior season on the sidelines. Jim Harbaugh is going to get, 6 games at the very most. Matt in Fairfax says he won't be. No chance a court can fix it overnight. Plus, it's Veterans Day. Courts are closed today. Very good point, Matt.
Good point, Matt.
Very good point. 1776 says, Jim has been a cheater since he stood under center and wouldn't take a snap in the game in Iowa City when he was quarterback for the Wolverines, probably long before that. He thinks he is above the rules. Yeah, I still remember that. Thank God they got rid of the crowd noise rule in college football, Mark. But that was a thing at one time back in 1985 in the game between number one Iowa and number two Michigan. 319-366-1600. Michigan stinks. I'll clean that up a little bit. It says 61-68. Michigan is the new Houston Astros. says 51-65. Interesting, interesting, interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Big Ten called it an operation, quote unquote, over multiple years. This just wasn't a fly by night operation by Stallions. It happened, according to the Big Ten, multiple years, and thus the decision.
Yeah, and if that is the case, is 3 games enough for Jim Harbaugh? Or should this be more? If it indeed has been going for 2 or 3 years, then you get 1 game a year, basically, for this, and yet Drew Ott never got to play, and Noah Shannon's on the sideline. Amazing. It's been going on for years, and he deserves it now, says 2794 on the text line. And if they win it all, this championship will have an asterisk, says 5165. Not the first championship to have an asterisk for the Michigan Wolverines. If you recall, the Steve Fisher led championship team. Or was that Bill? Was that Fisher? I can't remember.
Bill Frieder.
Frieder. I'm sorry. Bill Frieder. Was that Frieder who took over in the middle of the year for Michigan basketball when they won the national championship? I think it was.
Google, please.
Yeah. 319-36. Well, somebody will tell us. Somebody in the text line will tell us. I wonder if they stole signs from I when the championship came since 91-68. I guess it's a possibility, right, Mark?
The teams have been stealing Iowa's signals for a couple, 3 years now, haven't they?
Yeah, do you really need to, you know, study this for weeks on end about what Iowa's offense is going to do, even when they made it to the Big Ten championship game? There's not a lot of secrets on what Kirk Ferentz, Brian Ferentz, et al. Have done offensively over the years.
Who are the losers in this, Scott? I think the losers are the players. And, you know, I don't know if they're affected a whole lot by it or not, but every time the NCAA comes down with punishment of a team, you know, a postseason ban, stripping victories and championships for those teams, the kids are the ones that are affected.
They are.
Are they not? Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right about that. Absolutely right about that. And we'll see. The Big Ten is, and probably college football is rooting for Penn State tomorrow. Anyone outside of Matt the Michigan fan here, hi, Matt. Hope you're listening in today. It's a tough day for the Wolverines and the maize and blue today. Everyone's rooting for Penn State to kind of take care of business and then Ohio State to really take care of business in a couple of weeks. I think that's what Mr. Petitti and everybody in the Big Ten offices in Chicago is rooting for at this point. Don't you believe?
Well, probably so. And we're going to get the opinion of our panel towards the back half of the show. We're picking the Michigan-Penn State game. How the panel feels about it will be reflected in the pick. It's going to be an interesting thought process in that regard as to how the game will play out.
See, 67-14, helping us out. Frieder left for Arizona State. Fisher took over for the NCAA tournament. Boom. There you go. And then found out that there were Michigan had to vacate that. They had to take the banner down at Chrysler Center, not Chrysler Arena, Chrysler Center now. So not the first time there would be an asterisk if Michigan won a championship. 317 here on the gym class program on KGYM. What does this? You also, I think, have to ask this question, Mark, and that is: does, if Michigan wins, let's just say, with or without Harbaugh, Michigan beats Penn State, does the ruling from the Big Ten have any impact on the College Football Playoff Committee? Should it?
No, as long as Michigan's eligible, no.
Okay. You're not moving them down a spot. Not doing anything like that. Your thinking is not changing if you're in that room. And they've been basically said you have been cheating for 3 years.
I don't know. I can't speak for the committee. I know it has a new director from the Air Force. Air Force superintendent is taking over the college football playoff directorship from Bill Hancock. I don't know. There may be varied opinions on that in the committee.
Now, 1453 says they would rather root for Michigan than James Franklin, but they are a disgruntled better. Better luck this weekend. Need to fire coaches to make a difference. That's real money in the millions, says 5998. Well, that would get your attention. That would certainly get your attention. So Jim Harbaugh, as of the moment, will not coach tomorrow at Beaver Stadium when Michigan takes on Penn State. And that is suddenly you've taken a game that was very, very good. One of the top games of the day, and you've now basically to the nth degree made it the biggest game of the day in college football tomorrow.
Well, it's going to be a lively big noon kickoff setup before that game. And, you know, how much does it really affect a football team? And I don't know the answer to this question, but Harbaugh still can attend practice and other activities. He just can't coach in the final three regular season games. As the old coach Hayden Fry used to say, the hay's in the barn by Saturday, right?
Yep. It's the same punishment as Harbaugh had for the first three games. He can go through the entire week. He can go through with his coaches, come up with a game plan, sit in on film sessions, do whatever they want to do for preparation. He just cannot be on the sideline. Has a coach ever been suspended twice in the same season? From Matt in Fairfax. Good question. Football?
You usually don't get past the first one.
No, football, maybe not. 71-48, a good point. People keep hiring Kelvin Sampson.
Yep.
Very, very true. I wanted to get to the Iowa women's game last night before we get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, which is coming up in just a little bit, brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Iowa women with a win last night against Virginia Tech. Number 3 beats number 8, 80-76, 44. If you can ever say a quiet 44, Mark, Caitlin Clark had a quiet 44 last night. Good ball game. Couple differences, in my opinion anyway. I thought that, I tip my hat to Lisa Bluter and Jan Jensen because their game plan was impeccable in that particular ball game last night. They went small, started Molly Davis, brought Sharon Goodman off the bench. I thought she played well defensively. I thought Hannah Stolke did a very good job. She did foul out at the end, but she went basically toe-to-toe with Liz Kittley. I thought Virginia Tech did not have a sound game plan. I thought Iowa outcoached them badly. I don't know how you can have Amor and Kittley not go basically two-on-two on the same side of the court. Never tried it. Never tried it. Kittley didn't touch the ball a whole lot in that game last night. But that was a heck of a win for the Iowa women. And I also thought the periphery for Iowa was better than the periphery for Virginia Tech.
Yeah, it really sounds silly that Clark might have had a tad of an off day, but I think she might even say she did. 13 out of 31 field goal attempts, 5 out of 16 from 3, and Iowa was awful from three-point range, starting 1 of 16, but overcame that. I'm going to throw out Kylie Feuerbach as well. I thought she played extraordinary.
Yep.
Coming off injury, scored 8 points, had some good defensive plays, and it was much needed. But Georgia Amor is terrific for Virginia Tech. And you're quite right. Elizabeth Kittley had 2-3 buckets in the second half there, but rarely got it into her, throughout the game. So that was puzzling.
It was. They got her the ball down low, and she had 2 buckets right away, and then they just stopped going to her, which I think as an Iowa fan, you got to be very happy about today. A little bit puzzling. And Feuerbach was terrific. The transfer from Iowa State, I thought, had her best all-around game. And Gabby Marshall has not scored a point this year, interestingly enough. She's the defensive spark plug. She tried to get into Amor last night, and to her credit, she had a very good game. They could meet again down the line in all reality, Mark. And what an atmosphere for that game last night. 16,000 in Charlotte to see a women's basketball game. That was spectacular.
It was, and once again, you had NBA stars and former stars tweeting about Caitlin Clark, watching the game. Dwayne Wade, I remember in particular, tweeting about it, mainly about Clark. I mean, some people think it's over the top on Clark, but how could it be? I mean, 44 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, and her vision, her, you know, she has driving to the basket. We know about the three. I mean, I don't think you can say enough about her, and I was lucky to have her, and I was asked last night about her shoes. Why are your shoes different? And it's called Nike money, right?
It's called Nike wants to sell those shoes to everybody who watched the game last night. That's what it's called. And she's probably going to be wearing a different pair of shoes and a different style of shoes for each of her her ball games last night. Aston O'Grady did not play last night. Coach's decision. According to the folks that were covering the ball game for Iowa last night, it was Sharon Goodman. It was Hannah Stolke on the inside guarding Kitley and others. I don't question anything that Lisa and Jan do. It all worked out perfectly. Not sure exactly what the reasoning is, but I think we'll probably find that out down the line.
Probably so. You never know. Could be, you know, maybe an illness, maybe a family situation. Who knows? But it had to be something, you know, fairly significant for her to sit out.
Yeah. Dwayne saying Fairbach, Folter, and Stolke made the difference last night. I would agree. And if Caitlin was on, she would have had 60. 44 is pretty good. Not bad. She's averaging, what, 36 this year through two games. Now, with that being said, there is not a gimme on Sunday up at McLeod Center when Iowa takes on UNI. That is not going to be a gimme. Up there. Yes, Iowa should win, but tell you what, Tony Warren and the Panthers have a very, very good basketball team. And there are going to be a lot of folks wearing purple and gold up at Cedar Falls on Sunday. A lot wearing black and gold as well. It is a sellout. That's going to be a fun game Sunday afternoon.
Should be. Iowa should win, I think, fairly convincingly. It doesn't mean UNI doesn't have a good team. Iowa just that much better.
Yeah. I try not to care about basketball until late December, but last night's game sucked me in. ESPN has to love it. I chose that game over the NFL game, says 86-99. Your Bears won, though, Mark, so congratulations to them.
I'm not cheering wildly, but I was happy to see it.
And Amir Smith-Marset with his first NFL touchdown. He could be returning punts for the Chiefs. Yes, I know that. Everybody out there that got a hold of me last night. Chiefs traded Smith-Marset to the Carolina Panthers just ahead of the start to the season. And I think he would look pretty good in red, white, and gold, bringing those things back. One more about Jim Harbaugh, 31-70. What are the chances Michigan is the only college football team to steal signals, and Iowa is the only state with players who have gambled. Stunning. I agree with you 110%, if I could. Can only do it 100%. 328, we're going to get to Iowa State. It's a little bit about the NFL. We'll do that after an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. Brought to you by Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're open at 4 o'clock, and they are open Monday through Saturday. Huge range of burgers and fries, fully stocked bar, and a family-friendly dining room. Check them out online at emilshideaway.com.
The state playoff football playoff semifinals continue today at the Unidome. 1A action, semifinals Grundy Center handled Waterloo Columbus 42-7 earlier. Right now, with about 3.5 minutes left to play, MFL Marmac leading Underwood 41-28. Tonight is the CIML Invitational. Should also mention last night, Western Dubuque with a victory over Bondurant Farrar, 28-21 to reach the 3A championship game. Yesterday, Scott, Adam Long on the PGA Tour did something that you and I could only dream of. He extended his PGA Tour record to 69 straight fairways hit in regulation. That's the short grass, people. He did miss a fairway on his back nine, the 15th or 16th hole yesterday, but quite an accomplishment in golf. And finally, Deion Sanders' son, Shador Sanders, the Colorado star quarterback, was issued a ticket and a boot placed on his vehicle after he was parked illegally on the Colorado campus. He was driving a Rolls Royce.
These poor athletes. Ah, terrible. Yeah, it's 1991. We are very sorry because they tweeted or texted us, at least you're not talking about Colorado. Mark had to give that story. Had to.
Well, Colorado players apparently are complaining campus officials are giving them too many parking tickets.
Have they been to Iowa City?
Well, that's true. in many campuses, but I'm pretty sure Shador or Deion can afford a parking ticket and have that boot removed from his vehicle and probably did so swiftly.
Greg and Epworth's got to be dancing with the Western Dubuque Bobcats going to the championship game. Glosser, I think he's almost rushed for 3,000 yards this year. That guy is a stud for Western Dubuque, their running back, and a good, good football team. They will play Lewis Central for the 4A championship. And, I think for the, second year in a row, it's 4 CIML teams going at it tonight, including Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial in the 7 o'clock game coming up tonight in 5A from the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Before we get to a break, want to remind you to choose local for the holidays. The dollars you spend locally circulate throughout our great community to make it a better place to live and work. Choose local when you shop for holiday gifts and hire service providers and enjoy fantastic meals, and we'll have a happy holiday season. We're going to take a break, come back, and have a little bit more before we get the panel together for the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. Stay tuned. More on the gym class coming your way here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we are going to have a mix of sun and clouds as we head through the day today. Temperature will be in the mid to upper 40s, and then as we go into tonight, we'll have clear skies and we'll drop down into the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, we'll have sunshine to start the day. Temperatures will climb just to around 50, and clouds will be building in through the afternoon. For Sunday, we'll have winds coming in out of the south, warmer air building in. Temperatures will start to climb up Sunday into next week. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Get in the spirit with 50% off everything for a limited time during the holiday preview event. Now through November 13th at Banana Republic Factory. From merino wool sweaters to luxe outerwear, explore our favorite styles to give and to get.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. The holiday season should remind us that faith and family are the most important things in life. And we hope that you succeed in coming together this holiday season with those you love and in the process creating some generational memories. Holidays have this magical power to magnify small things to ever greater memories over time. What a return on investment. Happy holidays.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Indianapolis area attorneys. 101 West Ohio Street, Suite 1250, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46204.
Get in the spirit with 50% off everything for a limited time during the holiday preview event. Now through November 13th at Banana Republic Factory. From merino wool sweaters to luxe outerwear, explore our favorite styles to give and to get.
Hey, sports card collectors. We have a store for you in Coralville, RK Collectibles. We have a huge selection of baseball, football, basketball, UFC, soccer, and much more. We have new releases of trading cards, vintage and former Hawkeyes, and great prices on new Pokemon releases. RK Collectibles has the best selection of hobby boxes you'll find in Iowa. We're located at the corner of Highway 965 and Oakdale Boulevard, just north of Coral Ridge Mall. Stop in.
Choose family.
Choose friends.
Choose your community.
Choose local.
Choose local this holiday season for gifts or food, a deserving charity, or a place to keep your nest egg. When you buy from, invest in, or donate to businesses here in the corridor, you help keep our community strong and vibrant.
Choose local.
This message proudly presented by Recon Roofing and Construction, serving Eastern Iowa, the Monica Hayes team at LKR, Hurtin & Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and 1600 ESPN.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project and get 11% off everything. Check out Menards' great selection of Lutron lighting controls. LED Plus dimmer switches let you create perfect lighting for any activity. Lutron dimmer switches are available in three color options. Right now, just $19.98 after 11% off. Good through November 12th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Back with you at 3:35, Gym Class and KGYM. Thank you for joining us. Do appreciate it. And we'll get the panel together coming up in about 5 minutes for the Eagles Hideaway Pick 6. Mark, we had a caller, and Ryan let me know what they had in mind for us to discuss very briefly here before we get to a little football. Wondering how to keep Caitlin Clark around, I assume, for her COVID year. She will have another. She has the opportunity to come back next year. She is a senior this year, but she does have that opportunity to come back next year. I think it's a very simple one-word answer, Mark. It's all about money, right? Where's she going to make more at?
I think so. Certainly not in the WNBA, although she is projected to be the number one overall draft pick. I don't know the details, but I would argue she's making quite a bit more money than the WNBA minimum. But it's always the matter of what's in a young person's head. Does she enjoy being at Iowa and a college basketball player so much that she would return? Or has she had enough? She's accomplished enough.
Exactly.
May set the all-time scoring record before the season ends. It's hard to get inside kids' heads, but that's the reason, money.
And I think for what you went over there, she's going to ask herself, based on what happens for the Iowa women's basketball team this year, what more can I accomplish in college basketball? Is it time for me to move on? What is the best for Caitlin Clark? Those are the questions that are going to have to be first and foremost in her mind. All right, college football tomorrow. We've talked about Michigan and Penn State. If Jimmy will be on the sideline or not for the Wolverines, we'll pick Maryland and Nebraska from Lincoln. We'll do that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Indiana coming off a win will be in Champaign to take on the Fighting Illini of Illinois. Northwestern is Wisconsin, Minnesota at Purdue, and then tomorrow night is Michigan State rolling in at 3-6 to the Horseshoe to take on Ohio State. Besides Michigan, Penn State, nothing really jumps out at you. Iowa Rutgers is probably the second best game on the slate tomorrow, Mark, in the Big Ten Conference.
In the Big Ten Conference nationally, we're going to pick Utah and Washington. Quite a large spread in that game, and we'll see how the panel feels about that as well.
Yeah, really nothing jumping out in the Big 12 as well. Iowa State, a 7:15 broadcast start. I think we settled on 7:15 tomorrow night, or is it 7? I've seen both. I don't know. Spencer's still trying to figure it out. We'll see. They're going to play at 9:15 tomorrow at Lavelle Edwards Stadium in Provo, Utah. West Virginia and Oklahoma, Texas TCU, Oklahoma State goes to Central Florida tomorrow. Texas Tech at Kansas, that's probably, Perhaps the best game on paper. I don't know. Baylor is at Kansas State and Cincinnati is at Houston. So that is the Big 12 schedule coming up tomorrow. We will take a break, come back, we'll get the panel together, and we'll give somebody out there a chance to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway with the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, so stay with us. That's coming up next during a Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM.
Network Computer Solutions, this is Patty.
When you call NCS, Patty answers the phone, looks into your concern, and lets you know how soon one of their local techs will help. It's the human side of IT. And the way Network Computer Solutions has been doing business for 15 years. This high-touch approach makes an uncustomary difference for their customers. See how they can make your business run smoother at ncsei.com. Network Computer Solutions. Their people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
O'Reilly. It's See Better, Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Replace your worn-out wiper blades and get up to a $20 O'Reilly gift card after rebate when you purchase a pair of select wiper blades. See store for details. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Stop by your O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back with you. It is a Friday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM, our Friday staple, with the Emil Sideaway Pick 6 coming your way here in just a couple of moments. A couple other notes here and texts to get to. 0835 talking about Jim Harbaugh's three-game suspension. That's what we basically talked about for the first 20 minutes of the program, and I would imagine that's going to be coming up next on Spencer on Sports. You did rearrange your entire show prep, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. That's what we all
threw it all out the window.
We all like to do at about 2:30 on a Friday afternoon is just start from scratch. Three-game suspension. Really, how many investigations and suspensions have to happen before enough is enough? And then talking about Caitlin, 8310, saying that she will take all her endorsement money to the WNBA with her. She's not going to be unable to still sell things. Correct. She's just going to have a different group of things. She'll have Nike. She'll have State Farm. Maybe a couple of others. Things locally, no. But maybe they will stay with her into the WNBA. I don't want to even look into Caitlin Clark's thinking and into her mind and see what she's thinking right now. Let her play her senior season. Let Iowa try to win a national championship. They got an opportunity to do so. Enjoy the ride. And we'll worry about 24-25 when it comes around. We're going to worry about the pick six right now. We welcome Dave from Emil's Hideaway joining us here once again on a Friday. Hi, Dave.
Hi, guys.
Great to have you with us. And Mark, I will let you set things up as we get ready to give somebody an opportunity to win a $30 gift card.
Yeah, we've been doing these picks for a long, long time, and never late in the season do I remember our team race being this close. Myself and Dave are both 32 and 28. Scott and Spencer are 31 and 29. A lot of things can change this week, so let's get started. Scott was the winner last week. He will pick first. Our first game is Maryland, a 1.5-point favorite at Nebraska.
Well, somebody's going to win this game. That is the...
There's no tying in college football.
No, there is no tying anymore. Pat Dye is gone. Nebraska looked horrible last week. Maryland has looked horrible the last couple of weeks. No idea why, but I just have a feeling Nebraska is going to set things up for a winner-take-all Iowa-Nebraska Black Friday showdown. And in order to do that, they will need to win tomorrow. So I'll take the Huskers at home.
Yeah, this is a bowl eligibility game, like many are this weekend. And Maryland not only has lost four in a row, but in the process has allowed 37 points per game. Now, some good teams in there, obviously, but Maryland's in trouble. And I think Nebraska finds a way to win this one by more than a point and a half. Dave.
Maryland is playing poorly compared to the way they started off the season. And even their coaching staff has added to the season heading south as co-offensive coordinator Kevin Sumlin was picked up for an OWI during their bye week. Nebraska is the better team at this point in the season. They are at home, and even though their offense is not dynamic, they run the ball very well. Think about this. Maryland gave up 33 points to Northwestern on the road. The wrong team is favored here. You know the Cornhuskers.
Spencer. Come on.
I love Spencer.
I will not be going to Terp Island. I like corn. Give me the Cornhuskers. I was fooled by Maryland early in the season, and I will not get fooled again. Huskers win at home.
Okay, I'd have been better off putting Wisconsin-Tennessee basketball tonight on the I don't know. Speaking of Tennessee, that's our second game in the SEC. The Vols, a point-and-a-half favorite at Missouri. This game gives me a lot of nervousness, but I think Tennessee is the more balanced team. The Vols are going to get a running back, a defensive lineman, and an offensive lineman back. After a convincing win last week. I like Milton. Give me Tennessee to win and cover. Dave.
Luther Burden is the key to this game of two high-scoring offenses. Missouri has been explosive at home this season. If Burden plays, I think Tennessee wins. If he doesn't, I think the Tigers will win. So Missouri, with their three-headed monster in the backfield of Jalen Wright, Jabari Small, and Dylan Sampson, will be the difference. Give me the Tigers and the points with the home dog.
Okay, Spencer.
I'm gonna ride Dave's coattails. I like Missouri at home. MIZZOU. Tigers win over the Vols.
Yeah.
Two teams I like. This is a tough one, but I think Tennessee's just got a little bit more. In a close one, I'm going with Rocky Top tomorrow.
Okay, split even on that game, game three. And Dave, you're batting leadoff. It's out west, Utah, an 8.5-point underdog at Washington.
Washington has had three tough games in a row. Utah is catching the Huskies at a good time. Last week, Washington went to Southern Cal as the 117th-ranked rushing offense and ran for 316 yards against the poorest Trojan defense. Utah has had its problems on offense, with quarterback Cam Rising missing the season. The Utes are a tougher team in the trenches. They rank in the top 10 nationally in total defense. Kyle Whittingham and Utah are 9-1 against the spread in their last 10 games as a road dog of 10 or less points. Washington is 0-12 against the spread in their last 12 games after playing Southern Cal. The Huskies will probably win the game, but it's too many points. Give me the Utes and the points.
Spencer.
Yeah, I've doubted Utah before in similar games. I think it was the USC game where I said, yeah, USC, their offense is just too good. And then Utah comes out and beat them. I'm not making that mistake again. I'm going the Utes. I think they covered the spread at the very least.
Scott.
Well, listening to Dave, I feel a little bit leery now with my pick. Too much to lose for Washington, and I've kind of fallen in love with this team a little bit. I'm rooting for them, and yeah, they've had a tough stretch here, but why not see this thing through? I'm mushing with the Huskies and throwing 8.5 tomorrow.
Yeah, on first blush, this seems like an awfully big point spread, and it is. Utah with a very good football team, but I think Washington with more to play for. Penix is terrific. Its running game was terrific last week as well, so I will take Washington somewhat reluctantly in the game. And Spencer, you are the lucky one.
Yay! Thank you.
Game four, you're leading off with the big noon game. Michigan favored by 4.5 at Penn State.
You know what? It would be really easy to jump on Penn State here, and maybe I'm being a fool by not jumping on them, but I saw the picture that was tweeted out. I think it was by the University of Michigan. I don't remember who posted it, but Michigan players wearing Michigan versus the world or Michigan versus everybody shirts as they boarded planes here today to go to Happy Valley. I think the players are motivated. They're mad, and they're going to win this game. Michigan.
Northwestern got in trouble for that.
It's true. Well, Michigan? I don't know.
Forget it. Forget it. All right. I was picking Penn State before all this chaos happened, and I'm not changing my tune. I am sticking with the Nittanies tomorrow at home. If they don't win it, they at least keep it within a field goal. So I'll take that 4.5 and roll with Penn State.
In my opinion, given the Harbaugh news, this is just going to solidify Michigan that much more. Penn State, tough place to play. Maybe not so much during the day as opposed to night, as Iowa recalls. But Michigan, I think, just too well-rounded a team. And I will go ahead and take Michigan and throw the 4.5. Dave.
Michigan has a team that makes very few mistakes and dominates their opponents, especially with their offensive line. They are stifling everyone. And the Wolverines have yet to face a first-and-goal situation this year. They also have the better quarterback in J.J. McCarthy. He can be a game-changer with his feet when the plays break down. So why would you take big game James Franklin and Penn State when they are 4-15 against Michigan or Ohio State since Franklin has been their coach? Give me Michigan for a reason to play one for their coach.
Okay, game five, Scott. You are in Happy Valley Island. Game five is the Iowa State Cyclones, favored by 6.5 in a late night game at BYU.
Yeah. Iowa State fans have no idea what they're going to run up against in Provo. And it's just a weird vibe out there. If Isaac was here, he's a Utah guy, he would attest to this. It's strange. It's just a strange thing out there. Iowa State may win this game, but I'm taking BYU in the 6.5, and I'm going to roll with the Cougars.
BYU has the 101st ranked defense in the country, and it has quarterback issues right now. It seems like a lot of points, but I don't think it really is. When it comes down to brass tacks and the game gets underway in Provo, I think Iowa State is the better team, and I will take the Cyclones to qualify for a bowl. Dave.
BYU has had all kinds of problems after their strong start to the season and injury issues as well. When you're dealing with not having their quarterback, their top running back, and two of their top pass catchers, it's hard to score points. Iowa State is very good on the defensive side of the ball and are good at taking the ball away, recording 14 takeaways this season. The Cyclones are in better health and have the edge on defense, but this game is in Provo, Utah. Iowa State wins the game, but BYU covers.
Okay, Spencer.
Yeah, I think BYU is the best of the newcomers in the Big 12. They have the best record. That said, all the newcomers, especially UCF and Cincinnati, have really struggled against the established teams in the Big 12. I think BYU does keep it close for a little bit, but Iowa State ultimately wins the end. So I will take the Cyclones to get to six wins tomorrow night in Provo.
Okay, the last game and the tiebreaker. I am leading it off. It is Rutgers getting 2.5 points at Iowa. And the tiebreaker, you're welcome, Dave, is combined total points for two games, Iowa-Rutgers and Iowa State-BYU. Total points scored in those two games. I think, and I'm on record as saying, I think Rutgers is the fourth best team in the league behind three excellent teams. I think Greg Schiano has it going. Iowa's got a terrific defense. We know that. But I think the balloon burst here, give me Rutgers. Dave.
Total points, Mark.
Oh, 67.
As a better, an outsider might look at this game and see the number 22nd team in the nation playing at home, giving less than a field goal against an unranked team, and feeling like it's a great bet. Not so fast, my friends. The Iowa quarterback has started 5 games, played the entire game, and has yet to pass more than 116 yards in any game. They have the worst offense in the Big Ten and somehow sit alone in first place in the West Division. The Hawkeyes are surviving with their defense and luck. Until Lady Luck leaves, what possibly could go wrong? Give me Iowa to win and cover and point 65.
Oh.
Spencer.
I'm on record. Excuse me. I'm on record as having Iowa winning 9-6. So that is a cover by the Hawkeyes. I will go with them. I think I'll go with them. I don't know what to expect. But put me down for Iowa winning and covering. Total points scored, I am at 59 between the two games.
Okay, Scott.
59, all right. Mark, maybe I'm just a skeptic. I don't know. I have ran all the scenarios on how Iowa can come up with some crazy way to win yet another game. And every time I come up to the conclusion of that thought, it goes blank. I think the luck runs out. I'm going with Rutgers, and I'm going to go with 70 tomorrow, and that's basically in Provo, Utah. Dave, all right, there you go. Those are the picks. Dave, thanks. Appreciate it, and we'll talk next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
You bet. 319-366-1600. Go ahead and give us a call right now, and Ryan is going to take your name and number. Hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators, and if your picker has the best week, you'll get a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway in First Avenue, Southeast in Cedar Rapids, across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot. More Jim Harbaugh talk coming up, Brad.
You got it.
All right. Mark, have a great weekend. We'll reconvene Monday at 3 and talk all about these games from the weekend.
Sounds great. Talk then.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Spencer on Sports is next.